Alles gut für euch? So, wir werden erstmal, nein, bevor wir die Werbung machen, in eigener Sache. Ja, guck mal, einer ist schon da, so einen kleinen Applaus könnt ihr mal loslassen, ja? Einer der sogenannten Urbesetzung. Ja, genau. So, liebe Leute, ich sehe hier vorne ja schon wieder. Naja, nicht alle, aber hier vorne sind schon viele Stammgäste. Ich bitte mal wieder weiterzugeben, denn es ist ja schade, denn viele Musiker schicken und die schicken immer noch viel, das läuft auch über Computer und so weiter. Man braucht die haptischen Tonträger für die Werbung nicht mehr. Deswegen vertraue ich dir jetzt mal diesem jungen Mann hier unten an und der verteilt sie ins Publikum, ja? Ein paar CDs bitte zugreifen. Nicht erst gucken, welche du dir aussuchst. Du reichst die einfach nach hinten und nimmst die oberste und dann geht's weiter. Das ist typisch, ne? Guck. Ja, den kriegt man nach hinten. So, liebe Leute, dann haben wir natürlich heute hier von unserer lebenden Legende mit Rider hier diese tolle CD von letztem Mal, wer die noch nicht hat. Ist wirklich sensationell. Für nur 15 Euro könnt ihr die käuflich nachher vorne erwerben. Und da gibt es natürlich auch eine Menge andere CDs und Bücher über Mitch. So, und die kann ich natürlich jetzt nicht geben, die muss ich am Stand wieder abgeben. So, jetzt wirklich einer meiner Lieblingsmusiker, viele Jahre arbeiten wir zusammen, eine sensationelle Band. Und da gehen wir mal vorweg. Einmal jetzt ein Applaus für die Engerlinge. Und dann möchte ich noch einen Applaus sagen von Living Legend, Mr. Mitch Rider.
hands and rejoice. Normally, I'm sorry we didn't introduce Ingerling, which is the name of the backup group, but we have a few changes tonight. Bodhi Bodak, our leader, is in the hospital. Well, he's having a new hip put in. I mean, I got two of them, big deal, right? You have two of them, you have two of them. Right now, he's got one and a half. So. Anyway, it's a very familiar crew, but we have a guest. And again, we are blessed to have on lead guitar, our guest guitar player, Pity Pietkowski. Right next to him, my co-producer and good friend, Mr. Monopo Krant. The second year, our new young drummer, he just had a birthday yesterday, he turned 31 years old, Toby Ritter. On guitar, Mr. Hanabutsu. Excellent, excellent musician sitting in for Mr. Bodak, Rene Decker on keys. We took an old song that some people here may have enjoyed back in the day. I'm looking around, there's a couple old folks back there, they remember this one. It was called Ain't Nobody White Can Sing the Blues. Here we go. We'll be right back. 2 days ago, as I told you, I believe I told you, our young drummer turned 31. Next week, I will turn 75. We date the same girl. Just kidding. It's only the way you feel, you know. I don't feel 75. I don't feel 55. I don't really feel shit. I just want to just keep singing, you know, forever. And, I guess as long as I'm healthy enough, we probably do that. This song is one I haven't done in many, many years. It's called Heart of Stone.
Thank you.
It was like going to a bird sanctuary. This is a filthy song. Perhaps this young man here should cover his ears. If your parents really love you, they won't let you hear these words. Okay. So we got changed for a million now. It's called That's Charm.
Thank you.
had the opportunity about 7 years ago to work with Mr. Don Was, the acclaimed producer. And it was rewarding, but we didn't sell many records. It came out in Britain. It was called Detroit Ain't Dead Yet. And when it came out in America, it was called The Promise. So maybe there's some confusion between the titles, but the music was the same. So we're going to do the title song for you now called The Promise.
Thank you.
Mana gave me his water. I thought I'd have to beg forever. God. Couldn't take a hint, huh? Boy, I'm thirsty. I need water. The band's standing here. No, I don't need help opening it. It's not as good as the water in Bremen, but it's better than the water in Halle. Okay, from the same album, this song is called One Hair from Disaster.
Thank you.
I was fascinated for a while, a little while, a couple months, about this singer, Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer lived in Switzerland, but he died in France of a heart attack. He was born in Great Britain, and he wrote songs, a few great hits. But the problem was all of his songs were about women. The guy could never write a song that wasn't about women. And I said, wow, that's strange. So, I don't know, maybe he was gay, I don't know. But he wrote songs about women, and here was one of the better ones. It's for you, it's called Simply Irresistible.
Thank you.
start in Hamburg was a man named Uwe Tessnow on Line Records. I'll be forever grateful to him for that. But then I made the switch from Hamburg to Berlin. When I went to Berlin, I met this fantastic group, some of which are still here today, Ingerling, and we went into a recording session at the Hansa Tone Studios. And somebody told me, oh, you're going to Hansa Tone. That should be pretty good news for you. I said, why? I said, well, you know, you too recorded there. You too. And also David Bowie. I said, well, okay, we'll do the best we can. So we went in there and made a wonderful recording. And here's one of the songs. It's called We Are Helpless. Thank you. I stepped on his solo. I apologized for it.
No problem. We are in company.
We're in good company. By the way, thanks for coming out tonight, all of y'all. I say all of y'all because I live in Georgia now, and when you live in the South in America, you say y'all. Meaning you all. But they just say y'all. Y'all come down and see us sometime here. The Deep South. I could go on forever about these people, but they're very different. It would be like going to Bavaria and talking to a man on LSD. Here's another old one, but a good one. And since Bodie's not here anymore, Mr. Decker, Renee, has come up with some really, really fine instrumentation to replace. And he's going to write a little concerto for you right now to introduce us to the next song. Isn't that right, Renee? Okay, the pressure's not on you. Don't feel pressure. Just make it beautiful. Okay, here we go. Oh, next song comes from one of the people I admire the most in the world of music. Very prolific. And 2 years ago, strangely enough, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. He writes songs. He doesn't write literature. There's a difference. But he did it anyway. He got the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. So dedicated to my man Bob Dylan, and this is one of his lesser-known songs called From a Buick Six. Guitar players, but Some of them want to be accountants, and some of them want to be doctors, but not many. Most of them want to be guitar players. They want to be in front of their own band. They want to be out there in front of the women. They want to look like this. Well, down in Texas, in America, they feel that they have the best guitar players in the world. I don't know. I've heard a lot of good guitar players from all over the world, and those boys in Texas are good, but they're not the end of the world, you know what I'm saying? But because we know this, we decided to do a song to illustrate it for you, demonstrate the prowess of the Texas guitar players. This is dedicated to the fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
again. That was a good meal.
But now you have to explain the smell.
We must all suffer together. I'm going to do a gospel song for you. It's without a choir, okay? It sounds weird, but going to happen. Anyway, it appeared, nice song, it appeared on the CD, The Acquitted Idiot. So it's called Last Night, and here we go.
Yeah.
I feel like doing ballad, mostly because these fast songs are just kicking my ass, so. This one, I don't even know which CD this was on. What is it? You Deserve My Heart? That sounds about right, yeah. It's called All the Fools at Sea.
Thank you. think you might know.
I think you might know the story behind this. It's kind of sketchy and weird. But when I was in high school, I was dating this beautiful girl. She laughed just like that one. And she turned out to be a boy. So it was very confusing for me to be dating a girl that was actually a boy. Now, this is a long time ago, way before the transgender movement, okay? This girl-boy was way ahead of her or his time by light years. So I decided to write a song about it. It's called Betty's Too Tight. Here we go.
Thank you.
actually a pretty interesting song. I'm going to keep having to drink water. I don't know what else to do with it, really. I took a shower this morning, used water. Took a dump this afternoon, used water. Now I'm performing and I'm using more water. Held tight by love. Thank you. Next song was taken off an album called Detroit. Interesting group. We were only together a year and a half on the Paramount label. Everybody in the band was nuts. Everybody did drugs. Two of the men carried guns. We were getting into bar fights. We were getting arrested by the police. It was just too much for me. I quit the group, and it's a good thing I did. But before I quit, we made this recording, a full album. It's called the Detroit Album. On it are such songs as Rock and Roll and various other songs. This one is called Long Neck Goose. Thank you.
clock says it's time to close now. Really have to go now.
Thank you.